Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. This is your host, Irem Said, for the Global Tell Summit series, From Heartache to Joy. Wonderful to be joining you guys with one of my favorite energy healers, Sherry Swatek. We have the distinct honor and pleasure of introducing Sherry to the Tell Summit world last year. And she has been a huge hit ever since. Every time she comes on, we sell out of whatever she's got to offer, and rightly so, because her special offer packages completely loaded with value, but also the energy is extremely powerful. It's almost as if when you start working with Sherry, you will be left with no choice but to shift and transform. The testimonials we have received are incredible, from people that have worked with Sherry, especially in her remote energy programs and her MP3s and her one-on-one sessions. Everything seems to create dramatic results that are very joyous and exciting for people that work with her. You'll hear from some of the people that actually have worked with her that are excited to share their results with you so that you can also start on that journey. It's really going to be an exciting call. Now, today's topic is very important. Many of you have been requesting this from us. We did some polls while we were taking some time off, and it turns out, nobody was surprised, but we found out that the biggest block and biggest issue that people want to work on during 2016 is in the area of abundance. So we requested Sherry to please help us, assist us in helping our community achieve that exact result. And like I said, like I always say to you guys, I don't like doing too much work. I don't like struggling too much. Been there, done that. Now I'd like to find, what is the shortcut? How can we avoid all the steps that don't really create any results, focusing on the ones that do, so that we have some profound change in our lives as quickly as possible? And that's what Sherry is going to deliver for you guys today. So if you want more money in your life, new home, car, clothes, or whatever it is that you want, maybe more travel, perhaps you want a debt-free life. I know a lot of people are worried about the economy and debt is piling up, and they just want to get rid of all the debt. Finances aligned to your truth. How about abundance that is greed-free? I know that this tribe, my tribe especially, is very, very heart-centered, and their desire is to help serve the planet, and greed has no place in that. So manifesting that kind of abundance, but with faster results, faster insight and intuition, improved living space, increased inner reliability. How about increased self-esteem? How about just designing your abundant life around freedom and prosperity? So all these topics we are going to be covering today, and Sherry has some amazing processes lined up that you don't want to miss. We are, of course, going to start, as soon as we say hello to her, we're going to start with one of her signature activations, which is with the dolphin energy, which Sherry is really known for. It is yummy, delicious, playful energy, and if you have not experienced it yet, I truly encourage you to be open to receiving all that can come through this today, because it's awesome. It's a really, really yum energy, and I have heard great reviews from people that have experienced it. We're going to start with that, and then stay tuned, because Sherry has an incredibly powerful activation lined up for you guys, which will be towards the end of the call, on designing and activating abundance for 2016 in your life. Again, with her very potent signature energies in those in that activation as well. So let me just quickly do a brief intro for those of you that may not have heard Sherry before. Sherry Phillips Swatek has been described as a soul whisperer, a medical intuitive, and a spiritual and business mentor. She's a multidimensional integrator. She helps her clients find the parts of their lives that have become disintegrated and bring them back into alignment with love and acceptance. Sherry's talent to quickly find and resolve the root cause makes her work very fast and very powerful. Sherry transforms life. Through her work, she has resolved relationship troubles, relieved chronic pain and illness, rejuvenated lives, extended quality of life, upgraded business and financial opportunities, and helped with fertility, pregnancy, and childbirth. So let's welcome Sherry back to the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, Erin, thank you so much for having me. It's just a pleasure to work with your audience again.
Oh, it's so awesome. I'm excited to have you back because it's first of all, it's always so much fun. And, you know, I'm all about fun. So if we can transform, if we can bring about profound transformation in our lives while we're having fun, what else can you ask for, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's the way I like it. So I want to start the call with an acknowledgement. This is from Nasima. She's one of our, from Heartache to Joy, long-time listeners, writing from South Africa. And she said, I won't be able to catch the live call today as I will be at a 40-day function for the death of a family member. I'm so sorry to hear that, Nasima. But she said, I wanted to send feedback of my experiences with Sherry. Sherry Phillips-Swatek is one of the most brilliant, caring, and authentic healers I've ever had the privilege of working with. Her one-on-one sessions are extremely in-depth and thorough, more so than I've come across in all sessions I've had in the last couple of years. I've found her to be 100% accurate in everything identified, and she blows me away each time in her in-depth healings, which she does on so many angles and with all her amazing insights. I'm truly grateful for all her brilliant work and wish her mega success and infinite blessings forever. Thank you very much. And this was Nasima from Cape Town, South Africa. Thank you so much, Nasima. That was a powerful testimonial, and I know this probably makes your heart sing, but you're probably used to it because I've seen tons of testimonials that are very similar that resonate with what Nasima was saying. People are so excited about the results that you've been creating for them.
Thank you, Erin, and thank you, Nasima. That's very kind of you. Yeah, what we do is we just open up and we just allow and see. I've been doing this for a long time, and I see things from different parts of the spiral, and I enjoy it a lot. It's kind of the calling. It's the vocation of art.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about the fact that, you know, one of the things that you wanted to talk about today are boom and bust cycles. Can you explain that a little bit for our guests?
Absolutely. Some people do have this boom and bust cycle. And so let's talk about why you can get something really amazing and then the other shoe drops, right? So, and which means the bottom falls out, things go back to a different point. And part of it is our intention. What is in our secret soul, what we have in there, what is in our heart that maybe we're not paying attention to. The universe delivers to us what is there, what is in our soul, what is in our secret heart. And let's investigate what happens if you're in a boom or bust cycle, or, you know, you experience the ups and downs of life too much. So if that's uncomfortable for you, then what we look at is first your set point. What is your set point? Do you always want to make a certain amount? If in your set point, your savings can never go above $100,000 or $50,000 or $40,000, suddenly you get an influx of money and it's uncomfortable for you. And so unconsciously, we start whittling it down and then we lose it. And then we work our way back up. Maybe you have something within your signature that says, I have to work hard for everything, and you feel like you didn't work hard enough for it. Well, the universe wants to deliver that to you. The universe is like a giant cosmic restaurant, and whatever you order, whatever's in your secret soul and heart, is going to come out. It's going to give it to you, and it's going to give it to you perfectly. And that's an important thing to remember, because some of us aren't paying attention. We're in the wants, or the greed, or the need so much that we forget to go in and be with our heart, be with our soul, and know what's there, and make some changes, which really don't have to be that hard. So the intention is important. We also sometimes have people who have downward spirals that need to be resolved. So sometimes people just get in one, and then there's several set points that we do in order to get them back up. And that's usually doesn't take very long, but it takes resolving the intention. When we go into the universal restaurant of sorts, and we place our order, we need to know what it is we truly want and what we're truly asking for. And also, sometimes we ask for things that have nothing to do with what we really want. And then we invite confusion into our life.
That is so common.
It is. It is. And some of that is because our ancestors wanted it, our family wanted it for us, we're stuck in a collective belief system about what we're supposed to want in our tribe, in our community. And sometimes we're all individual. We're all sovereign beings. We all have our own special signature. And that's where the juice gets. That's where we get into that creative truth of who you are. And loving that is the most important thing you can do. It's the most important thing.
I so agree. I totally agree. I talked about this in another call, too, that one of the most important changes I felt that I went through was in life was when I really became very, very clear about what it is that I wanted, not because it was expected of me, but because it made my soul sing. It made my heart happy to want something like that. And it's easier said than done, really, because
Absolutely.
We have all these layers. Yeah, we have all these layers of energy that we think, oh, yeah, this is what I truly want. This is my heart's desire. Until you actually clear that and you realize, wow, this was never mine.
Exactly.
So,
no, we're
I
not.
To see,
oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. No, you go ahead.
We weren't born to be sheeple. You've heard of sheeple, you know, like everyone following the leader. That's conditioning.
Yep.
But we all have this brilliant light that can guide us to our most authentic, abundant self and the one with the most satisfaction. You know, when you're sitting in self-love, self-regard, you know, there isn't anything more powerful, more loving, and wise. That's when you really arrive to who you are.
Beautiful. I love that. Love that. Do you want to go ahead and start with that
Absolutely. Okay, everyone.
Beautiful. So if you want to give our listeners, because some of them are pretty brand new to our calls, if you want to give them instructions on how to prepare, how to get ready to receive this, and then also what are some of the, what are some of the benefits they can expect to receive from attending this, from receiving this?
So this activation is about clarifying what you want and what you don't want. And we're going to initiate some energies that give you that one step further into yourself and that high vibe energy that can make things happen a little faster. We're going to align your planes of empowerment, which are going to be the earth energy, your heart energy, and universal energy, and your body, mind, and spirit. And we're going to use dolphin energy, which is where I use the essential dolphin energy, which is a very high vibration. It's what created the dolphin energy to begin with, and it uses a lot of archangel energy. It uses a lot of beautiful, refined energy, and we're going to offer that to everyone. I would appreciate you not driving, so if you are, please pull over to the side and or re-listen later and decide not to participate because it is a little deep if you're not used to these energies. Okay, everyone take a deep breath. We're bringing in the group, the pod, the angelic realms. Any guides that are right for you? Any interference to your highest realms of intelligence and potential is realigned. We're accepting and downloading the energy. It moves through the column of light, which is in the center of your body, going all the way down to the heart of the earth, the new earth, our new paradigm of earth. We once we arrive at the heart of the earth, we have the ability to access any minerals or energies, any jewel-toned colors that may be right for us, emeralds, rubies, diamonds. Some people need copper, platinum, whatever is right for you. Trust that it's going to come. Allow that energy to come up into your body, all the way to the top of your head. And I'd like you to drop your attention into your heart. And we'll invite these high frequency, beautiful energies. They appear in many colors to people, a lot of white and light turquoise blue, but any color is possible. And here it is. And we're going to allow that to open hearts, to give us the opportunity to move in to our loving space. Some of you may feel the dolphin pod around you. We're going to allow the joy and the bliss and the playfulness in life to show up. When we were all children, at some point, we really knew how to play. We really knew how to imagine. We knew the extraordinary way that we could create, and many of us forgot that. Even if you had a difficult life, we can bring back the joy of a childhood attitude, which is trust, love, imagination, and truth. Okay. So as the hearts are being cleared out, you might feel the dolphin move in and out of your heart center, aligning any chakras that need to be aligned, moving up and down the core, clearing, cleaning. Let's give this a second or two to work on everybody. Okay, so you're being invited into a costume change. And your dolphins are right beside you, or your angels, or both, however it feels right to you. And I'd like you to walk into the changing room. And I'd like you to consider what it is you would like to shift for this year. Maybe in 2015, you had a lot of distrust and you didn't like yourself very much. I'd like you to hand that vibration over. You could see it as a costume, if you'd like. You could see it as a blob of energy, anything that works for you. Give this to a dolphin or an angel, and they'll happily accept this in this costume changing room, this cloak room. If you had a little self-hatred this year or self-doubt, feel free to give them that as well. Maybe you experienced a lot of loss and you'd like to shift that into a deep understanding of love. I'd like you to hand that to the dolphins or angels or both that are around you, and they'll happily take that for you. Do a quick scan of 2015. Any energies you would like to shift, change, please give this to the dolphins. They're swimming around up and down your spine, searching for some, giving you the opportunity to let go of what you'd like to change. Go ahead and give it to them. Anything else maybe you haven't thought of yet that would like to go, go ahead and give it to them. Very good. All right. While we're here, I'm going to strengthen everyone to their 100% infinite potential, alignment through all the planes. In 2016, we're seeing a lot of dimensions and parallel universes open. We're going to take advantage of those. And we're going to close the ones that aren't really working for us. will happen for everyone now. There you are with your true self, and you're going to walk into another room, and there you can order what it is you'd like. Last year, maybe you got a little self-disgust with the side of doubt. This year, you want to order something different. Maybe you want self-love, self-acceptance, freedom, joy, bliss. The angels, the dolphins are going to bring that to you. They're dressing you with these new programs, these new vibrations, this new cloak that you're wearing within your field, the new program. Here it is for you. Some of you are saying, but what about that other thing? I'm not finished with it. You can always order a side order of despair if you need it later. But right now, just stay with what you truly want. Okay, we want to stay in trust. And what does that mean? That means we don't have to know how this is going to manifest in our life. We just know that it's so. We're not going to run to the big creative kitchen and pull the carrots in the garden to see if they're ready to eat yet. We're not going to go and change the recipe later. We're going to decide now that our self-love, our self-regard, our self-respect are going to increase this year. That this will be the year that you decide not to worry about your abundance, that you're going to supercharge and activate everything within you in order to allow the universe to deliver to you. Okay, take a deep breath and bring your awareness back to your body. And thank you, everyone.
Whew, that was amazing. That was just really amazing. And the energies are actually still working very powerfully.
Oh, yes. They will for the whole year. Yeah.
I want to hear from our listeners. Please go ahead and send me your comments. Let me know what you're feeling. If you would like, Sherry, to comment maybe on whatever experience you've had during this activation. In the meantime, what I want to do is talk to Colleen. She is someone that has worked with you, Sherry. She would love to share her experience with you and maybe even talk about this activation we just did. So, Colleen, are you there?
Yes, I am, Aram. Hi, Aram.
How are you?
Hi.
I'm doing fantastic. Wow.
Yeah, this was definitely a wow.
I'm a wee bit spaced out.
Join the club. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'd really like to give my testimony to Sherry as an incredible, not only a person, but an incredible healer and mentor. I have been with her, Aaron, since the first time you introduced her on the on your television. And I think I've taken every single offer that she had before. Well, and it's gotten me to this point, which I really want to share. Just before Christmas, we were chatting, and one of the things in abundance that I was lacking was not only the money, but that started to manifest love in my life, and really being with my romantic soul partner. I was about to go on a 10-day holiday Caribbean cruise, and I had asked her, well, do you think I will meet someone? And she said, well, I believe that you will meet someone. It'll be friendship, and it will be setting the foundation. So I kind of tucked that away. And as I was flying off to the cruise, it was an early morning flight at 6 a.m., I kept seeing angels, and it was like they were pointing towards the ship. It was very interesting. Now that I remember, I forgot to share this. And then I just tucked it away and got on the ship. I was extremely tired. I hadn't slept the night before, and there was a life jacket drill that you have to have. And so I went to that, ended up meeting two single women who asked me for a drink and said, well, why don't you come up and we'll have a sail away drink. And I said, well, I'm really tired. You know, I just want to go back to my cabin. I said, well, okay. So I went up a little reluctantly and sat down. And immediately this gentleman sat down who had met them earlier at the port. Unbeknownst to me, he changed my life forever. I'm engaged.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Engaged already.
Yeah, that was
great.
So we talked about a foundation. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Oh, and the 10-day cruise, which I was on, he was on for the 21-day cruise. He asked me to marry him the day before New Year's. And, before that, was the cruise, my cruise was ending, and he said, you know, we have something very special here. Let's try to be together and make it a go, even though I'd be coming down to see you because he's out of the country. But let's see what we can do. And
beautiful.
So
that is so awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That is great news.
So we talked about, the friendship, but then I said in the next one, you know, something more, but the next one would be better if you, it's cool. I'm so happy for you, Colleen. You seem
so
blissed out.
Phenomenal.
Yeah. I am too.
That is phenomenal. Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, go ahead.
Nick mentioned too, I realized that the abundance for me was not only the financial, but was the love, and they were mind. Because I was told that one in my journey, and I remember this, that one of the attorneys that who ended up taking quite a bit of money from me also, I was going through this in the last 10 years, mentioned to me, she said, well, you know, no one will ever marry you because you owe too much money. And I think that really stuck me.
Yeah.
And that I deserve love. And so that was intertwining, but all the work I have done with Sherry has just been so joyful, easy, and effective. And, of course, I'm going to be signing
love
up for
it.
Her new book. And I
of
would
course.
Suggest
it. Yeah, me too. Beautiful.
So
I love
you.
It. Thank you so much, my dear. Thank you. And I know that you share comments on the Facebook group as well. So thank you so much because this is great. You know, your story is so inspiring. It's going to help other people also because there's so many, first of all, there's so many options out there that you get dumbfounded. Like, what do I do? Who do I work with? So this is great when you've experienced such incredible results. People can say, well, this is great. This is somebody that, you know, we can trust. She's from this tribe. She's, you know, you're pretty visible from Heart Ache to Joy community. So that's awesome. And then for you to have experienced something so profound so quickly, that gives people so much hope. So thank you so much, my dear, for sharing this.
Oh, you're entirely welcome.
And I wish you the best. You have to keep us posted, okay? You have to keep us posted.
Oh,
we want to hear some more. Yeah.
The story.
Yeah,
I'm so excited.
Okay. Yeah.
I definitely will.
Cool.
Love you all.
Thank you so
thank
much,
you.
Darling.
Thank
you.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I do want to point out something, reiterate what Colleen said, that she realized that abundance for her was not just about money. And I agree with that because as I was sharing with you, Colleen, you, Sherry, that I was also part of your 21-day program. And one of the things that I have posted ever since I came back from Pakistan, one of the things I posted in my private Facebook group was that it was really the most joyous 21 days that I spent. I had completely forgotten I'm in your 21-day program. And funny enough, I had 21 days in Pakistan, not exactly coinciding with your dates, but the day I returned, was actually the day that our 21-day program ended. It was so funny, and I said, well, this was the most amazing vacation I've ever had because I was just surrounded by so much love, by so mm-hmm. much caring, and the quality of relationships that I've never had this much fun and enjoyment and just this feeling of well-being. I've never had this much in my entire life. And then you texted me like, okay, the program ended today. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'd completely forgotten. How cool, right? And, yes, I can't say that I had the kind of crazy results that Colleen did, but I did have, I have to say this, Sherry, that I had so much romantic interest from the other side. Like, it was hard for me to actually keep tabs on everybody that was interested in me. Like,
right?
Oh, my God. In one day, I would be getting, like, 10 different text messages, and everybody would be so keen and eager to meet with me. And if they did meet with me, it was something that they wanted to do again. And even my cousins were laughing. My married cousins were envious, and they wanted to live vicariously through me. So it was just such a blast, you know, just good, clean, fun, happy times. It was just really a blast. So, yes, this was totally the type of dolphin energy that I love. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. We can go on and on talking about how amazing and yummy Sherry's programs are, but I do want to talk about, actually, let me mention some of these comments that people experience. Okay, so this is from Samisa from Toronto. She said, wow, what a peace and calmness I experienced. Thank you so much for this experience, Sherry. I love your shows, Iram. You are so wonderful. Thank you, my dear. I appreciate that. I'm having challenges conceiving and becoming pregnant for the past 8 years. Could you please help me here? Any help will be greatly appreciated. Thank you again. Much gratitude to you both.
Okay. So that's very interesting. So when we carry the energy of I am having problems conceiving, then that's the order that we place with the universe. I am having problems conceiving. So the universe delivers that to us. I am having problems conceiving. So let's go into all the places that you're holding and know this is true and delete those. Mm-hmm. We'll transform those into our trust, our neutrality for the life that you and the Creator set up for yourself. Okay. Strengthening the alignment, going into all the places that you felt despair, anguish, confusion, anger at the process. Let's go ahead and put those in. Into the light. And let's transform those. Let's transmute those. This is how we're going to change our order with the universe. We're going to neutralize that in the heart. And we're going to love that part of yourself that felt every one of those things. The part of yourself that felt despair, trouble, problems, concern, doubts. And the doubt's a big one for you. So let's love that part of you that's feeling the doubts, removing any energy system programs that might be there with that, strengthening you to your highest truth. Strengthening the body to realign. So what we're doing is when we love ourselves, when we truly acknowledge who we are, the journey we've been on, the problem, as we call it, the problem, that part of you that's experiencing the problem, we become strong in our self-love. And when we do that, we become strong in our core. And when we become strong in our core, we're no longer split. Because when we're in resistance, what that means is we've taken a piece of ourselves that feels the problem, and we've separated ourselves from it. And this is like creating with far less of your empowerment and self-regard. So when we invite it back in, we let go of resistance. When we love it, the resistance goes away, which means you have more power to be the wonderful, sovereign creator you are. Just love that. There you go. I've worked with quite a few women with fertility, and I'm happy to work with you again if you would like. Thank you, Aram. And let us know if you've had any shifts in the way you feel about that.
Yeah, please do. And much, much love to you, my dear. I want to read a couple more comments. Do let us know what you felt during this. Okay, this one. Oh, God, there's such great questions here. Lots of people actually talking about how great that first activation was. Just tons of comments coming in. Loving the dolphin energy. This one is from Cam, and she's saying, "Hi, Aram and Sherry, I cannot find the right one and get married despite really, really wanting to. Psychics often predict that I would, but he never comes. What's going on, and could you do a clearing here for me?"
Okay, so let's strengthen you. So when we're talking about a new paradigm of creating, there are a few things that we want to talk about. First of all, I'm just going to go with what you said in the letter. One is the wanting. I really, really want. So if you're telling the universe, I really, really, really want, the universe is just a loving reflection of your desire. It's going to give you a lot of wanting. So let's go into the neutrality of the wanting. All the times that you wanted something and were disappointed. Every time you wanted something, but there's like a sweet anguish about it. It's very romantic in our culture. So we have to move away from that collective cultural, you know, like wanting is romantic, which it's an energy field that we can get addicted to. Let's strengthen all the wanting. Also, the psychics predicted. So if you give up a lot of your power to a psychic prediction, then you're disempowered. You're just waiting for a psychic to deliver on the goods, right? So for everywhere that we've done that, we want to up-level that with you and bring in all the parts of yourself that are waiting for someone else to deliver to you and invite those in your heart. A psychic can give you probabilities, but don't empower it any more than that. All right, let's strengthen. All right, so let's bring in all the energy in the wanting, the disempowerment, the feeling like maybe it's for you and not other people. Let's love that part of you that feels that. Okay, you've strengthened your core. You've given away a lot of power in your life. So let's go and invite that back in, remembering that you are the sovereign being of your life. You're the one with the remote. You're the one able to push the buttons and decide which channel you want to be on. And you want to love yourself first. And the more love and self-regard you have, the more people around you are going to give it back to you by reflecting it back to you. Let's love that part. All right. So there's some more work I'd like to do with you, but I think we've gotten the beginning stages of where you would go. Thank you.
Beautiful. Yes. Beautiful. Thank you. Let's go ahead and what I would love to do, there's lots of comments coming in. So, yeah, guys, I'm going to try to get your questions addressed as much as we can. Remember, we do have limited time, but I want you to know First of all, yes, the clearings that Sherry does for anybody on these calls will work for you, just be open to receiving. And then whichever requests we're not able to address, just know that there is a package that we'll be talking about at the end of the call, which is profound. It's really one of our giant packages. It's packed full of value, and it has several items, and you can choose from multiple levels, whichever one works for you. So there's a lot of help that is available. I do want to ask some questions from you, Sherry, because they're important for people to understand. So let's talk about the abundance playground.
Okay.
What exactly does that mean?
Okay, so the abundance playground is pretty much like what we did with the with our early activation with the dolphin and angelic realm, where we're going to shift the vibrations that we're working with, the energies we work with, and I used to choose this, but now I choose that, and to completely let that go. And then we're going to stay in that energy and work as a group to let go of the triggers, let go of the energy cyst, let go of the patterns, the boomerangs, all the things that keep pulling us back. And we're going to do this as a group energy in order to support each other and to practice the new paradigm of creating and shifting. And so this is what that playground is. Now, in the package, what we're going to do is go ahead and set up a Facebook page for this. And I'm going to give you instructions as to how to set it up in your home. It's not going to just be the visual. We're going to have you set up a playground, which would be a place in your physical home that we put in our manifesting. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be creative. And we use all kinds of tools for that. When we get to the package, I can go into a little more detail, but we're going to physically get into this. We're going to ground it. We're going to use all three planes. We're going to use the earth. We're going to use the universe, and we're going to use your heart.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that. And Samita wrote back in and she said, "Hi, Irem and Sherry, thank you so much for the process. I felt as if some energy did pass through me. I'm still feeling that energy, actually. I'm sure this is opening something up for me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This is wonderful. So do keep us posted, because this is just the beginning. You're going to probably feel some more energy passing through. And best of luck on getting pregnant.
Yes, thank you.
And let us know the good news when that happens. It would be so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go ahead and take a caller now. I think I would love to just hear from our callers also what's going on. Will you pick a number for me, please, between 1 and 30?
3.
Number 3 it is. That is California number 805 area code.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. You're on.
Hello.
Whoever just said hello.
Keep talking.
She doesn't know she's on.
Okay.
Sherry. Hi. I don't know if it's me.
Oh, it is you.
It is you.
Oh, thank goodness. Oh, wow. Wow.
What is your name, dear?
My name is Ruth Jean. And I just want to share quickly that during the clearing, the very last, I have a lump in my heart, and it just evaporates. I had so many traumatic experience with my school business. I've been betrayed, and like everybody was against me, so I lost that, and I'm facing a multi-million-dollar lawsuit and things like that. But, you know, as long as I have my heart, my true intention, and I am okay. I am healing, and I need a lot of help. I don't know what to do, actually, financially. I have two children.
Well, you came to the right place. You came to the right place.
Yeah.
You took the right action by raising your hand. So
I'm gonna let Sherry take over. I don't even realize how lucky I am to be with you guys, and I do appreciate and I'm very, very grateful. I feel safe, but, you know, I don't know how to proceed with my finances. I really don't know.
Okay. All right.
Let's
so
see what Terry has.
Deep breath again. So you did the activation. You said like a lump melted. Did I hear that right, or you're still feeling the lump?
It comes and it goes, but during the active, you know, during the clearing that you did, it
mm-hmm.
went away. It
perfect.
Went away.
Okay, perfect.
But
stay in your core. Stay in your core. Okay. So remember that we're going to use what we've already used because I don't think I've talked to you before, but let's disentangle all of the issues because there's multiple issues here, loss, lawsuits, this, that. So we'll disentangle them. So our bodies themselves really can't handle the mental stress of everything we go through. They're not designed to do that. So we need to put this in a realm that is designed to do that. And this is where we turn it over, where we activate our sense of gratitude. And I felt you start flowing with that. So let's go ahead and go into I want you just to think about five things that you truly, truly are grateful for. And it can be for anybody on the call that you're breathing. I'm breathing. I can stand. I can walk. I have a house. I'm fit. Whatever it is, just come up with five things that you're grateful for.
Okay.
And every day you want to build because this is the reset button. This is how you move into and you start turning over some of these issues. So you have a lot of complexity in places that you've split with these experiences. And the first thing I'm going to do is invite the aspects, the fractal pieces of your soul that are assisting in the split to come home to your heart. So let's invite those in. And let's love them. And I feel they're just ready to come home. They've been out there because they didn't know any better. So just love those. Will strengthen your core to integrate them back in. So now you're becoming more empowered with an integration. You're able to have stronger insight. Your perception will be better. You'll be able to align better and to turn, you know, a difficult time into a different experience. Okay, let's strengthen. Okay, now there's anxiety, there's stress, so let's let that go. Delete. How are you feeling?
I feel good. I feel good.
Okay.
I really feel good. I feel cold in my hands, both hands. It's like mm-hmm. perspiring with cold sweat, but my whole body is warm. I'm facing the sun. I'm facing the physical sun.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am in my window in my apartment. With my daughter.
Yeah. So you've got some beautiful gratitude there. So gratitude, you know, we can get fairly complacent about it, but that is the reset button. And we're going to do an activation with that later. But the gratitude is how that is our way that we say, I am open to shifting. I am open to letting go of the ABCDE that you told us about, and I'm ready for this. I'm ready for this new experience. And we cannot, in our little human minds, we can't possibly conceive of the bounty of the universe and the different, unique, amazing ways issues can be resolved. So to be open to something magnificent is our first step to resolution. Okay, so stay with that gratitude for me, and I hope you join our program. And if
I can afford.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
let us know how you are. Go ahead.
Honestly, I don't have monetary blessing right now, but I know I am just receiving my monthly, and it's very tough for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
Anything like that, but I know there is a miracle.
There is always a possibility, and we can expand those possibilities and probabilities. How do we do that? We connect, we stay in gratitude, and we turn it over. So again, that's your mind. We want to get the mind out of there.
Perfect.
We want to move that to the universal plane. go ahead, Erin.
So I'm going to have to move on, Ruth Jean. Thank you so much, my dear. Stay strong.
I appreciate it. I'm very, very thankful. I love you both.
Yes.
Thank you.
Stay for the next activation. If the program's too much, stay for that next one. Okay, thank you.
And I have to say this, Ruth Jean, I'm very impressed with your you have a huge gift already, which is this gift of being able to stay connected to gratitude, which is powerful. And I'm telling you, gratitude opens the energy like nothing else, So stay in that gratitude and then just be open to receiving miracles. And regarding that last comment that she made, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten comments and emails from people that thought they just resonated so highly with a particular offer and kept telling themselves, oh, I just don't have, I wish I could join. And then suddenly an opportunity shows up where they get almost sometimes exact amount of money that is needed to participate in that package. So just stay open to that possibility as well. Again, I have lots of feedback from people that these clearings are just moving a lot of energy, a lot of crying. Weeping is going on, which is great. That's just a sign that the energy is being released, so that's awesome. I do want to actually, I want to go ahead and maybe talk to one more person, and then we can talk about this amazing package that you have, because a lot of people have are wanting to find out how they too can create those kinds of amazing results that everybody else is talking about. And I do want to tell you guys, just a heads up, that Sherry, ever since she has been on our Tell Summit, has become extremely busy, and we run out of her packages very, very quickly. So there's a limited number of package B and C offers right now on this first tier pricing. So make sure you jump in now, right now, if you are interested, because as soon as we announce the special offer and the replay goes up, we're probably going to run out of that pricing. So just press the special offer button now if you're interested in that, and then we are going to talk about the package soon. Okay, so can you pick another number for me, please, between 1 and 30?
Let's go with 10.
Number 10 is 561 area code. 561.
I think that is me, Henrika.
It is.
Henrika? Is you? What is your name, dear?
Henrika? H-E-N, yes.
Okay, it's wonderful to meet you. I think I'm talking to you
for
the first time.
I'm listening to you for a long time, and I appreciate you pick up my call. I want to know.
You're very welcome.
I think I have blocks in my system. I always looking for something. I cannot find it. I have problem with my family. And I'm ready to go out. I cannot handle anymore.
Okay. Henrietta, take a deep breath. That's good. Keep breathing. Strengthen your core. So when we feel like we're ready to go out and we can't handle it anymore, it's a sure sign that we're ready to turn things over to a higher power. So sometimes that I'm on my way out, I can't handle it anymore, is a way of saying I'm ready. I'm ready for the universe and the higher self to start working on that problem, because where I can't fix that from the place that made it in the first place. So I'd like you to take the burdens that you feel that you can't take it anymore and put it right in front of you. I want you to physically feel setting it right outside of your body.
Okay.
We're going to bring the light, the dolphin group, the angelic realm, and we're going to work on transmuting this and turning this over. And we're going to turn your wants into trust. Okay. So all the places that you're holding the pattern of wanting, Let's delete those and turn those into trust. And so trust is a knowing. So just like I was talking earlier, we go into a restaurant and we make our order. We don't run into the kitchen, start stirring the pot and changing it. We decide we want to stay in trusting the universe and turning it over. And as someone who likes to create and be involved and assist and wants change so very much, it's time to realize that that we need to change and shift how we use our energy system, our very grids. So we turn that over, take a deep breath. The part of you that wanted something so different and wanted it so much, let's love her. The part of her, you that felt that despair, the end of your rope, let's love her. Let's disentangle you from everybody else's desires and accusations and whatever else you're experiencing. Strengthen you completely. All interference to your pure connection to Source and your Creator. How are you feeling?
A little bit better. I feel like lighter in my body.
Okay. So what's the next thing up for you?
What I have to do next? I don't know what I have to do. I have to.
Okay, I don't know.
I have to be connected to the Source and let go all this what they bother me. Yes.
Yes. So, yeah. Any part that doesn't know, let's love that part. Did you play when you were a little girl?
Yeah, sometimes I did, but
do you have any memory of amazing playing?
I really do not have it. I'm Holocaust survivor, and you have always a lot of struggle.
Okay.
You know how to play.
Oh, sweetie, let's bring in that part of you that has a lot of struggle and is always in survival. For everyone on the call, please invite those parts into your heart. And so what we're going to do is love that part of you that had so much struggle. She's so tired, and she's actually quite done. So allow her to come. When you're interpreting, you know, leaving, you're talking about actually an elevation. So let's strengthen your core and invite her in.
Okay.
Very good. Okay. All the times that you've given your power away to other people in your family or elsewhere, bring those in. And all the patterns of struggle that you thought you had to carry, let's delete those and bring in a different paradigm for you. Keep listening. Okay, you've taken a big step right now. So can you find 20 things you're grateful for today?
So could you repeat?
Can you find 20 things you are grateful for today?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to do that. It can be very simple. Like anything, a smile, a rose. I want you to get into that unconditional feeling. We'll do that in the next activation. Thank you.
Wonderful. Great job, my dear. Great job.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
You are awesome.
That's a great one.
Beautiful.
I feel light.
You are the light of the universe, my darling.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Much love to you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You will feel much better in a few minutes, so please keep us posted. All right, so let's go ahead and talk about Sherry's offer. This is some profound stuff, guys. I'm reading comments from you. Even though Sherry's working with people one-on-one, there's some profound shifts going on with listeners that are just on the webcast or on the phone line. So thank you so much for sending that feedback. Let's go ahead and talk about this new package that you've put together for our community, Sherry. It's really exciting. Again, I really appreciate everything you have put into it. It is, you know, extremely high value. It's loaded with stuff. So let's go ahead and have Sherry explain it to us. Again, if you are on the webcast or replay, you just have to press the special offer button.
For those of you on the phone lines, I'll announce the URL. It is orderjoynow.com/Sherry and the number 11. So that is orderjoynow.com/Sherry and the number 11. All righty. So take over, please, and help with the goodies that are in this wonderful package.
Well, thank you, Erin. Okay, we're starting with Package A, and that's the first level of the package. And that's for people who want to just get their toe in the water, just to check some things out, experience it, or maybe you're extraordinarily busy. So what we've given you are 6 guided activations, and these are MP3s. And, yes, they are. And then 8 pure energy downloads. And every time I do a package, people say, I have this MP3 and there's no sound on it. And that's true, because it's a silent activation, or mostly silent activation, that delivers energies to you. So you can just turn them on, put them on an iPod, put them on a player, and just kind of let them go. And they're working for your abundance. We're working on, we tried to choose things that were really assisting you in your abundance. We're going to do a 21 days of live energy downloads. And this is what Erin was talking about and Colleen called in about. And we're also going to this time send a daily email to you about what's going on and just something else to consider for the day. And then we're going to do a slideshow, which you can play on your computer. If you don't have the ability to play something on the computer, just let me know and I'll send you the text for it. But it's a slideshow that is about how to create your personal abundance playground, which is going to be a small place in your home, or if you are homeless, you can use your pocket. I mean, we'll show you how to do it. And this is just the physical manifestation of all the things that we're teaching, so we can just ground it one more level for you. Let's see. And then we're going to do a dolphin weekend, where we're just going to pour dolphin energies on you for 2 solid days. So to get into the nitty-gritty of it, we are offering 3 brand new MP3s we have not done before. The first one is the Abundance Garden, and this is forging a link with you and your unlimited abundance and your power to create, your power to be that magnificent sovereign creator that you are. And this is a fun one, and it's something you can return to your garden, plant what you want, change what you want in a beautiful area. For some of you who've called in today, there is a really great activation on here involving a lotus pond, where we walk you through, and it's very activated. It's going to work for you every time you play it, where you can transmute. We're creators enough that we're just not going to send things into the universe. We're going to actually start getting into our transmutation, where we allow an energy to turn into another energy, and that will quicken our manifestation. And that we're going to use a lotus pond for that. The next is debt release. A lot of people feel like they don't want to have bills showing up. And so we're going to actually actively work on, let's let go of some of the things holding us to debt, holding us back, and get into that sense of freedom and let our burdens go. The next is an inspirational stairway. And with this, some people feel like they're, you know, that they don't have access to their most profound inspirations or guidance. And so this is an MP3 that allows you to access the inner part of your being and get answers. And definitely do not do any of these 3 while you're driving, but this one will allow you to access and go through a guided meditation so that you can start getting used to getting your profound answers yourself. And, you know, the universe can give you so much more. It's so much smarter than our small human minds. And this is how you can really access secrets, the big things of the universe and your inner being, the things that make you a unique light. Okay, so then we brought back some oldies but goodies and some of the most well-loved MP3s that I've done. And now if you've purchased every package I've ever done, you have these, but you'll have them in a nice, neat area you can access. And if you've never participated before, then this is a way that you can pick up some good ones. The one is expanding time. To be abundant, we cannot be running around with so many time pressures. And so many people feel like they have more things to do. They can do it. It's like a train wreck in their head with everything lined up. Since I downloaded this energy, I have done 4 packages for Aram in 6 months, which is pretty outrageous. And so this is actually a very good way to get into your creativity and your love. And this also helps you with your next insight and action, to keep yourself in your best productivity and self-care. And I like this one. This is a way to insulate yourself from the world's pressures and expectations of you. The next is our new Earth resilience. And I know we've talked to some callers today who are experiencing the old paradigm way of being. And the new Earth resilience is designed to assist you in getting into our new paradigm, letting go of a lot of collective ideas, a lot of the pains. And when we're saying we are so fed up and done, that means, in my mind, we're ready to step into the next paradigm. I downloaded this last February before the Nepal earthquake, and I had to do this for myself because I was so sensitive to earth shifts and changes, and it just left me incapable of movement. And I also had that sensitivity to people in my family and or immediate surroundings. I would be completely overwhelmed by their energies. And although for most of my life I thought, okay, I'm just a sensitive person, I have to deal with this, I mean, it would shut me down where I was running the energy of the people around me rather than my own. And so the New Earth Resilience was the answer to my prayer, and I was told to offer that into the world. And this is to assist people into stepping into the new paradigm so that you can let some of those old burdens go that many of us were born into. The next is a memory upgrade, and a lot of people really like this. And this is the reasons that we get forgetful, the most common ones that have come up. We do a strengthening for you to assist you in keeping your memory fresh and active and aligned. And by popular request, we put that in. And the next one is a dolphin igniting your creativity. And just for fun, I added in this a few things about shape-shifting and aligning to your most beautiful self and your rejuvenating self and being your artful expression of yourself and beyond cultural limitations. So you can really get it into the juice of who you are, that sovereign being. And for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, it is the magnificent light within you that is unique and so needed in your life and on the planet. And this activation is all about that, and we're using the playful dolphin energy for that. We've had a lot of people love the bliss in that one. Okay, so those are our MP3s, but we're also offering the silent ones that I was talking to you about. They're mostly silent. Some of them mirror what are in the guided ones, but the energies are a little different because every time I do it, something else is added. So we have one for pure abundance. We have one for expanding time. We have one for memory upgrade. We have one for new earth and resilience. If you're feeling really beat up, resilience is what you need, and it's your birthright. So, in fact, right now, we'll just give everybody a quick resilient download. Neutrality. So neutrality is also something that's extraordinarily important. We can talk about it also in our next activation we're going to do. And manifesting dreams. We have that nonverbal energy download that's keying into the things that are in your dream realm that we're ready to manifest. Playfulness, a very important aspect of your love and your light. It's one of the reasons that I've connected to dolphin energies. To me, they're the most playful things on the planet, and the energy is just so sublime. And so this playfulness is an extraordinarily important part of manifesting. And next is the luminescent dream catcher. It's also a pure energy download that we did a couple of packages ago. If you don't have that, that's really excellent. And the next thing we're going to offer is the 21 days that I talked about, and you're also going to get the slideshow, and you're going to get the 21 days of an energy download for abundance plus a dolphin weekend. So it's $127. It's a really, really good value. Our Package B is the next level, and it includes everything in Package A. Plus, we're going to open a private Facebook page so we can share and practice our abundant playground success and how we are resetting our opening to receive in gratitude, and that we and where we've really gotten into that playful quality of how to be a neutral manifester. Also, we're going to do 6 live calls, which we're going to call transformational sessions. We're going to do 6 of them, and we're doing them right in a row. We're going to take 6 solid weeks of just staying in this energy, flowing in this energy, being really strong with it, getting the habit and the practice down with it. It's going to be fabulous. And then let's see here. So we have the calls. I want to talk about the group calls a little bit. The first one, we're going to go into a lot of detail of the abundance playground. And while Package A, you're going to get told exactly how to do that. In Package B, we're going to go through some clearing, some shifting, some alignment to assist you with that. And we're going to work with the memories that we have from old ways of doing things. We're going to work with what sacrifice truly is. And sacrifice can actually be part of transforming, transmuting an energy where we give up something, but what we've done is shifted something else. We're moving into a higher paradigm of thinking of sacrifice. So many of us have so many wounds of what we gave up and we feel cheated, and we're going to explore those. Some people have old witchcraft memories that bother us. We're going to work with that. We're going to work with things like altering what we give, what we receive, and how all that works in a multidimensional space. And the playground is about manifesting in your multi-dimensions. And we're going to also work with removing energy cysts for that. For our second group call, we're going to go into clarifying the intention. Just like when you go into a restaurant and the waiter comes up and you say, you know, I think I want this, but then maybe I want that. And what about this? The waiter's sitting there, and the waiter's your universe, and they don't know really what to bring you. And they're starting to create one thing, but then you want another. And although the universe is quite patient and it will take your order, if you don't know what it is, it's awfully hard to get it. It's awfully hard to get exactly what you want. But the universe always delivers. So we're going to explore, you know, where you got hung up on what didn't get delivered to you, what did get delivered to you. We're going to open up some manifesting portals for you. We're going to do aligning with your highest creative source and highest potential and your blueprint, because some people are operating on the wrong blueprint, and we want to get that aligned for you completely. And we want to get your identity as a magnificent creator supercharged. Next, we're going to work on the third call with energy hygiene, which sounds, you know, kind of funny, but we're going to work with how to align your body, mind, and spirit yourself, how to work with choices that make your abundance easy, different ways that you can use parallel existences to supercharge your abundance. So for everything that's happening with you right now, there is a universe where it's happening differently. There is a parallel existence where the feeling is different. And we're going to work at quickly moving that energy right in and living that parallel universe and letting go, very much like what we did in the changing room, the costume party, and the first activation we did with the dolphins. We're going to work with really increasing our internal strength and our external reality. All right, and we also want to work with neediness and obligation, where gifts are obligations, and how to clean that up for everyone. So these are drags on our manifestation, and we want to take care of that. Okay, so the next one is resolve numbers and word triggers. So many of us are triggered by numbers. We might even be unconscious about it. We think of numbers as lucky or unlucky. We want to neutralize all of that energy for ourselves and all the myths and all the phrases that we're triggered to. And most of us, they just pop out of our mouth. Most of us have things that pop out of our mouth that clue us in to what that is. And then I'm also going to work on when we up-level, that is, you know, our triggers come up, our old stuff comes up. I remember the first time I hit this magnificent goal of something I thought I always wanted, every trigger came up. So I had to take a breath, and I had to just start dismantling it. So the up-level would be effective for me. And we're going to work with this, with the triggers and resolution to numbers. And next, we're going to work with the debt busting. Some people feel so weighed down by mortgages. A lawsuit came up earlier, and we want to disempower the things that we've given our power to and return it to us so our alignment can work for us and our misalignments are not working against us. And we want to return into our heart and integrate all the aspects of us that are out creating something that really does not serve us, the universe, or humanity. We want to get aligned to our most sovereign aspect of ourselves, the best we can be for 2016. Our last call is going to be a dolphin swim, and this is going to be fun. We're going to play in the abundant quantum rivers of flow. I mean, we're going to just going to get into the universe that that we want to swim in, that we can't even imagine we can swim in. And, you know, in our smaller minds, we cannot possibly outgive or outplan the universe. We want to open up the trusting, open beauty. And everywhere that we are not, we want to easily move that out. We want to move into the shift where we can be open with gratitude in our resetting. We want to be able to recognize and count our abundance. And that's the other aspect of manifestation that we often forget, that, you know, we need to recognize it when it shows up. And that supercharges our gratitude and our abundance and the way we make things. Our last package that we're offering is the Package C. It's called Limitless Abundance. And that gives us a 25-minute personal session with me. And you have a choice. I can work on anything you want. But I'm also quite happy to do an abundance scan with you and go into all the things where you might be hung up on abundance and get that on a personal tape for you, a personal MP3 for you, a personal recording for you. So you can go back and, you know, it's almost like your personal MP3. And if you like that, if you'd rather have that than me do a regular session, I'm happy to help align those energies for you in that session. It's completely up to you. I think a lot of people are going to be wanting money and abundance scans, but whatever you'd like, I am very happy to do. And I very much look forward and hope to meet more of you in our abundance playground that we're kicking off here. And thank you, Aram. Did that bring up any questions for people?
I am actually going to ask everybody to send in their questions now. And mm-hmm. I want to thank you, Sherry, for this amazing package, because as I was going through it with you when you were explaining it, boy, it's just packed full of value. I know a lot of people that are like me, very busy and just don't have the time really to participate fully. And guys, I'm telling you, just by being part of Sherry's energy download, you're going to receive
so much energy. Like I said, I had even forgotten I was in the group, and it was incredible, absolutely incredible. The results, you will definitely feel. So really, she's giving you option to work with her at whichever level you feel comfortable, whether it's time-wise, money-wise, whatever fits your comfort level, you are going to be able to utilize definitely one of these to create these amazing changes. So right now we have Package B and Package C. Both of these are at tiered pricing, which means that they are going to go up as soon as we run out of the number of packages that we have available under this price. So make sure you take advantage of this really, really amazing offer, packed full of value. I encourage you to scroll down on this page. We have tons and tons of case histories of people that have worked with Sherry and have reported amazing changes. A lot of these are actually even expert testimonials from our very own energy healers that have appeared on From Heartache to Joy, people reporting immediate manifestation of money, even something like somebody reported $40,000 showing up, writer's block is gone, distress gone, feeling relief and joy, other people finding love in their lives. It's just amazing, amazing in every area. There have been changes. And because it's all connected, you know, when you release one thing, you don't even know where the other results are going to show up because it's all energy. Somebody else reported that she got pregnant within 1 month of working with Sherry, even though she had been trying for years without any success. And just really amazing stuff. Do you want to share any success stories with our listeners that really move you, Sherry?
Oh, thank you, Erin. Well, you know, I've had a lot, you know, I worked on a lot of different realms for abundance, like physical assistance, making more money. Julia, or the person who said that she got her new job, she'd been working a job that was just kind of easy and going along. And then I worked with her about a year ago. And in a short period of time, she was ready to accept a job with an additional $40,000 in benefits, and that was just amazingly shifted her life and changed her life, and that was just beautiful to watch. I've watched people go from extreme bitterness into being able to realign and accept the gifts of the universe again, to restore their trust, and everyone does that in the time that they're ready to, and sometimes they hit bottom to do it. I've hit bottoms plenty of times, and that's the mm-hmm. time that you set up and you shift. Mm-hmm. And so we've had quite a few good things. They're not all coming to mind now, but you can read them all here. I've got quite a few.
Yeah, I have a couple of other testimonials that just came in on the webcast, which are talking about their amazing experience with you. There's one from Barbara. And she said, she said, this call alone is worth so much because of the mm-hmm. information that Sherry has shared and with the description and the energy healings during the call. I totally agree, Barbara. You're absolutely right. And then she said, I was in Sherry's December group, and I received a job offer, which I had applied for 9 months ago and did not think that I was going to be able to get it because of my age. And now I'm going to start within the next 3 months. How cool is that?
That is fabulous. Yeah, and that's another thing in abundance that we want to give up. We want to give up that collective belief in degeneration, in our age. You know, the more we tell the universe, I'm too old to get blah, 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 then the universe will just give you situations where you're just too old mm-hmm. for it. So we get rid of it in all aspects of our body. We go through the whole body, mind, and spirit, the whole core, and we go ahead and shift that into a whole different paradigm. And we all have them.
Beautiful.
Even I have them. You know, we're all working on this together at the same time.
Yeah. So another person wanted to know if they could pay for this a little later, because they definitely want to join. Well, you can pay. If the package is available, you can pay for it, but what we can't promise is the price. Once this price is gone, it's gone. We can't help it. There's nothing we can do then. So just make sure that you buy it now while it is still at this very low price. And just like you've heard from other people, their testimonials, that what I would like to ask you is, think about all the changes you want to manifest in your life. Really think, if you go into that place, and we are going to be doing this beautiful activation soon with Sherry, where she's going to help us align with these beautiful energies in 2016. But do this with me right now. Think about your deepest desires. What would make 2016 beautiful? So here's an exercise I love to do. So let's say we are now at, the day is December 31st, 2016, so it's the end of the year, and you are sitting there and you're looking back. And I really want you to go deep in this and answer this question for me. What would need to happen? What would need to have happened in 2016 that on the 31st day of December you are thinking and feeling this deep joy, and that 2016 was just the most fabulous year that you could have possibly imagined? So I want you to come up with the things that would have happened in that year that would make it so. What would need to happen? To really align with that energy, let it come up. And feel that joy. And then ask yourself this question. What is that worth to you? What does it mean to have that in your life? If you actually were able to experience this on the 31st day of this year in December, what does that mean for you? How much is that worth? And then come back into today and think about not having this today, and how much is that worth to you? Not having what you truly desire. What is the cost of not having that? This practice really helps me to make my decisions, because it brings, you know, into clarity immediately that what I want is worth whatever effort I put into it. It's worth it. Everything else is a story. Everything else is a story that your mind is projecting, that your ego is projecting because of various reasons, fears and fear of change and all that stuff. So anything else you want to add to that, Sherry, or should we talk to some, maybe another caller, and then you can do that
amazing
activation?
Sure. I'm happy to talk to another caller, and then we'll do the 2016 reset.
Beautiful. So can you pick another number for me, please?
Lucky 13.
All righty. That is area code 951.
Hello.
951. Hi.
Hi. Are you there?
Let me just move on to the next one. That is area code 202.
Hello.
Area code 202.
Hi,
who's this?
Oh, no, that's me. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing? First of all, I want to say thank you, Erin. I've been following you for a while. It's like the best thing that I've ever done. If I'm at work or I'm actually off today, and I was like, I got to get on the call. But
thank you, darling. What's your name?
Tanya.
Hi, Tanya.
Thank you so much for your kind words. Oh, no problem. The cleanings today have been so powerful. I've been sitting on the side of my bed, and I feel like I've been, like, just flying all over the world. I was so heavy when this call started, because I'm going through, you know, a breakup. And I've just been really mad at myself, because I've been doing all this work to stay focused and to stay clear. But sometimes, I guess, you know, if we don't release the right stuff, or, you know, we don't, I think you were talking about closing off those areas, sometimes that stuff comes back. But throughout this call, I've just been just riding the wave. And that's why when I was like, did she say 202? I wasn't sure. But I just want to continue, you know, just to keep that area clear so I can stay focused, because I feel like I'm going in the right direction, and I don't know if that makes sense, and then I feel like I get pulled back in and get stuck again.
Yeah. What are you stuck in?
I guess of letting go. You know, like, you know, I call myself working on the energy, like, you know it's time to let go, but you still just kind of having that, I feel it maybe you know, lack of my self-worth. Like, you know, I know I deserve better, but why do I care? Why can't I just let it go?
Are we talking about a person here?
Yes.
Okay. Open your heart. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'd like you to invite into your heart all the fractal pieces, all the parts of your soul that split off and disintegrated when you decided, the parts of you that decided that your happiness was based in that one person. I'd like you to invite that part back into your heart. And let's love it. Let's love you. Shaking a little bit. Maybe you feel that. So let's open and let that unconditional love flow as we integrate the part that isn't really sure there'll be another chance, that isn't really sure you're worthy of everything you ask for. Invite from all time, spaces, and dimensions any aspect of you that thinks you are unworthy of magnificent love. I feel like you want to really experience that sensual aspect of you, which is where spirit meets the body. Let's go ahead and invite all those parts into your heart. Okay, so that part of you is shaking, just shaking, the one that's attached to this person. Let's love, let's just let this love flow. If anything comes up, just say so. So dependence, everywhere you've depended on someone else to deliver the goods, let's invite those parts in. And probably not just this relationship, probably over and over. And then I'm getting this feeling of the last chance. This is my last, you know, maybe it won't happen again. Go ahead and invite those fearful parts in and let's love them. Because that's not how creativity works. Let's love those. Let's let them view what true love feels like from the inside out. There you go. Any part of you that wants to make someone love you, I'd like you to invite those into your heart. And doubts that anyone really will, invite those into your heart. My feeling, a part of you that has felt some despair, disappointment, and maybe thinking, you know, a little self condemnation for this, let's invite those aspects in and love them. A part of you that may have sold a part of yourself in order to be involved with someone, where you gave up some of your true identity, invite that in. That's a big one for you.
Yes.
So we don't want to sell ourselves out in any way to manifest, folks. So everyone on the call, whoever sold themselves out or sold themselves for less than your value, go ahead and invite those pieces in. Okay, so let's supercharge this unconditional love in your heart and strengthen your core for integration and all the parts of yourself that actually know how to do this. Let's invite them in. How are you doing?
Awesome.
Good. Good.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Let us know how you're doing.
Yes, I will. Thank you. I'm going to buy the package.
All right. Keep loving, because your integrations aren't complete yet, but what's going to complete them is more, a lot of has integrated, but more will. So keep that flow going in your heart, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Aaron.
Beautiful. Bye-bye. You're so welcome, darling. Thank you. Great talking to you. That was a great job. Wonderful. Wow, we've had such great callers today, great comments on the webcast, just a very, very interactive group. Barbara just wrote in and she said, hi, Aaron, your suggestion for looking back over the year and examining all the wonderfulness of getting our desires to manifest. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was stuck even though I know we are supposed to put our order in, write in detail, et cetera, et cetera. Somehow musing over the year in December is working for me. Many blessings. I'm so glad. This is how actually it works for me as well. I usually, if I can think to the end. I like, okay, what would make this result extremely good that would make me happy? That's how I become very clear about what it is that I want to receive. So whether it's use it for the year, use it for a particular event, use it for a particular meeting, you know, whatever you want to use it for, it's a great tool. So I'm so glad that it worked for you, Barbara. And if you guys have any questions regarding Sherry's package, we only have a few more minutes left with her, and then we will we first have to do that activation, and then I'll come back and see if you have any questions. But most of you have already been working with Sherry, already know how great her products are. I'm pretty familiar with how they work, so I'm expecting we won't have a whole lot of questions, but just in case. Alrighty, so Sherry, are you ready for that?
I am.
Get into that beautiful activation? Okay, I can't wait.
All right, I'm going to go on mute, and I will let you take over. Alright, thank you. So everyone who's listening now and listening later, take a deep breath, fill your belly, and slowly exhale. Take another breath, fill your belly, let it get really big. Exhale slowly by pulling your stomach muscles, your belly button into your spine. We're connecting to our sovereign self, our source. We're allowing our energy run to the heart of the earth, the new earth. Drop your attention to your belly button between your hips and allow the energy of the new earth to flow up into your first chakra. Allow the energy to come up into your heart and combined with the celestial energies. We're aligning the heart energy with your creator and with the new earth. We're aligning your body, mind, and spirit to its perfect strength, to its infinite potential. All energies that you're carrying that no longer belong to you, we're going to delete. As they drain out of our bodies, the new upgraded energy for 2016 comes through your crown. And I want you to all see the crown on the top of your head. You can see the chakra, but let's get into our sovereign state. So if you want to wear a physical crown in your imagination, that's fine too. Every place that you're ready to replace a pattern with a reset for your abundance, let's go ahead and delete those. Allow the new patterns of automatic gratitude and awareness to come in. Some of you are releasing quite a bit of energy into the light. Just let that go. If you're feeling tears, that's fine. It's fairly high-frequency energy. It's not unusual. We'll strengthen the body, the physical potential of the body, to its infinite potential. Okay. Behind the heart, there's quite a bit of energy moving out for people. the energies of joy and bliss and gratitude move through all the quantum particles of your being in your entire energy field, in the creation around you, through your home. If you're homeless, in your car. If you live in a forest, in the forest, just allow it all to be there. Upgrading all the particles, all the quantum, up through your structure and down again. It's easy for the parts of yourself that have been confused about gratitude to leave. Okay. Let's get into gratitude. The energy of gratitude is the reset for 2016. Any place that you're holding anything less than gratitude has an opportunity to be replaced with the strongest, most vibrant, beautiful, graceful gratitude. Some of you are getting light downloads that will be operating over the next few months. And if you're ready to accept those, just say yes. Some of you are getting creative ideas. Some of you are just seeing things through a completely different lens. And a few of you need your ovaries strengthened, so we're doing that. Aligning our true sight. There's some energy behind people's heads that are moving out. New energies coming in. The occiput is clearing out. Aligning. There's a specific universal and a new earth gratitude upgrade. And here it comes. This is the year of the heart. People who are very grounded but not connected or aligned are probably going to have some more triggers than normal. People who are aligned but not grounded will also feel a disconnect. So the year of the heart alignment. And let's upgrade everyone for that. We want the true creation for you. We want exactly your heart's desire within your alignment. Not what your neighbor wants. What is right for you. The perfect energies to help you align that are being downloaded now. Some of you are feeling heart chakra realignment and rebuilding. Just let that flow. Some of you will feel this over days, some of you months. 2016 is an important year for our own personal creation, our heart's desire, the truth of what a heart is and how it operates. Going through all the quantum particles of your heart and the heart waves and pure bliss. Here it comes. Hey, everyone. You can bring your attention back to your heart. And thank you so much. It was just a pleasure and an honor to be able to speak with all of you. And I hope to meet you in the Abundance Playground.
Thank you so much, Sherry. I almost don't even want to talk. It's, the energy is so beautiful. It's really, really yummy. You know, this is that typical, that's your signature energy. It's always so just delicious. So thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. You can probably hear it in my voice. I feel very relaxed, just in a really, really good place. So thank you so much for, again, coming back to the show, for playing with us again, for this amazing package that you have put together for us and all the items that you were so thoughtful to include in there. Thank you for all your effort.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I wish you all the most wonderful 2016 and the most amazing, amazing creations. I can't wait to see what everyone draws on their drawing board for this year. Thank you.
And I can't wait to hear about the results that all of you guys are going to report after having been part of Sherry's group, because, like I said, pretty much everybody in her group has reported back to us the amazing results that they have experienced. Once you are part of her group, I've noticed that Sherry gets a lot of repeat customers. The same people keep signing up again and again, as do I. I do not want to miss any offer that Sherry puts out there. I want to be a part of it simply because not only is it so much fun and joyous and yummy, but because you get results. And it's quite interesting because I get a ton of clearings. You know, I have access to just incredible amounts of clearings and activations. So it's a lot when I say that, oh, my goodness, that every time I'm in part of her group, I experience results because there's not a whole lot of energy you can upgrade, you know, beyond certain points. So she's got it. She'll upgrade you no matter what level you're at. So it's really awesome, especially if you are desperate to create those changes in this year. Let's begin with a strong energy like this one. Let's just start the year with a bang. And then let all the other effects just unfold, kind of like a dominoes effect. It'll be beautiful. And can't wait to have a discussion towards the end of the year with you guys and find out about all the amazing things that you accomplished. So just want to thank everybody again who participated on this call. You guys held the space beautifully for everybody else to benefit also and learn from you and receive what Sherry had to offer. So thank you, all of you guys. Know that every day it's an honor and a joy to serve you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being you. Thank you for being here, and thank you for being a part of this tribe. I love you guys. Take care.
Love you. Aloha.
Aloha.